Everything in our individual and our collective cosmology points to what we need to achieve within ourselves. And how we absorb and take forward the lessons that we learn from our unsung mentors. These mentors who they want to remain anonymous. Now, the best mentors and teachers that we have on the planet are right here in Cape Town. I have the privilege to have, they invited me to study with them, and I still do. Our knowledge of ourselves and our knowledge of our history is fragmented. So, for us as, what do they call us, musicians, we're the bearers of the history. And we reflect this in our compositions or our presentations so that we can be aware and remain aware of what our role is to play individually and in societies and communities. Yeah.
How does a young boy who grows up within the AME Church in Kensington, which still is around today, being taught music by your mother, was a pianist, organist in church as a young boy, do you, in terms of particularly the era, the politics that you find yourself in the 1940s here in Cape Town, South Africa, can your brain as a 14-year-old at the time ever imagine the heights that you've reached and particularly the significance and the legacy that you've created in 75 years of music?
Well, that's not the reason why we do it. We don't do what we were because we want to attain fame. It's got nothing to do with that. My mother played piano for silent movies in Maitland. It was a, what is it called, the Grand Theatre. And of course it was an all-white audience. And my mother played every Saturday, she played, accompanied these silent movies. So I had as a young boy, I had a possibility to slip in at the back and watch her. My grandmother was the founding member of the AME Church in Kensington. Now the AME Church in the United States is one of the most vibrant and iconic social interaction, and especially the civil rights. These bishops from the U.S. came here to Cape Town, you know, Vera Gau, the Gau family. These were all descendants from those bishops that were sent here. So that created our, the AME Church, our narrative, our connect with the world, like with many other things, what is the, in the diaspora. So the connect with the AME Church was the connect with the U.S. and its history. My musicians that I'm playing with today are from New York. We've been playing together for about 50, 40 years. If I look, I'm sitting now, we're looking out to Lion's Head. Now, the traditional chorus is Hori Kwaho, as you know. So, as a young man, I spent hours and hours, days and nights in this mountain. I wrote compositions and songs about it. My English composition teacher at high school gave me a narrative which I hold dear to my heart and almost like a springboard for what I need to do. He said, like English composition, he said, when you write a composition, or write about what you know best. So what I know best is my family, my friends, the people around me, where I grow up, the narrative of the history of Cape Town. So when we're in the studio here, the country's up in flames, the young people are protesting against the stuff that we don't have the mental capacity. And so we go into the studio here in Bloem. Bloemstreet, I had composed about 5 songs. And we went and we were recording on a grand piano. And so we started recording the music that I had written. So about the third piece, we had a recording, we had a break, take 5, right? So I was recording on this grand piano. So I got up in this corner there, I saw this upright piano. Mm. And when I went to the upright piano, okay, so what we used to do in those days, you see, because the hammer hits like that. If you strike the note, the hammer, the strings are like that. The hammer hits like that. So what they used to do, they put drawing pins on the edge of the strike of them. So when the hammer hits the string,
that's
this metallic sound. This is all the things that they did in our music. Because the piano was, you know, when you have a gathering, that's what you do. What you could. So I looked at this piano, and so how do we address an instrument? We don't say to the instrument, I'm going to play you now. I ask the instrument, what you got? Give it to me. And he said, ta ta ri ta ra ta. That's what the instrument said. But it was another voice. Mm-hmm. So we called everybody together. We said, everybody, well, okay, Basil, the horn bridge, ta ta ri ta ra ta ta. Okay, now what is the bridge? Ta ta ra ta ta. There we go. Mm-hmm. We played it 17 minutes, and then we went back into the studio to record the other stuff that I'd been playing, that I'd been writing. Then we said, wait a minute, something happened here. And what Vic Fairchild. Vic Fairchild, he was the engineer. He was hip because he recorded it. It's one take. If he hadn't recorded it, we would have missed it.
A lot of your tracks are named after people. It particularly carries women's names, Joan, Nisa, Muniba. Song for Satima is one of my favorite tracks of yours. When plenty of your music is named for and after particularly woman figures in your life, has that been very important for you?
See, in our narrative here in South Africa, who are the keepers? The keepers are the grandmothers. The keepers are the grandmothers. The grandmothers are the ones that kept all of this together. They were incredible people. So this is dedication. Okay. My name is on my ID card, it says Adolf Johannes Brand. Where did I get this name from? Adolf Johannes Brand. That's not me. My name is Senzo. My father's Mosotho. Where did he take his name from? Abdul Johannes Brand. This was my grandmother that gave me this identity, so I can have an easier passage. I only realized afterwards, when she was on her deathbed, you know, the Khruski Hospital, when I spoke to her about it, I asked, what is this about? How, as a young boy, a young black boy, how am I going to negotiate my way through all of this? Another identity. And this is what we're struggling with here. All of us, we're stuck in identity that we are not, and we believe it. Thank God we have DNA has landed in Cape Town. So now you can really know who you are. So the dedication to the women, dedications to the grandmothers and the people who hold this this fragile thing of ourselves and our communities together. And now and then you see the bursts, when the energy bursts, it's this unsettlement of you see it flaring up here and there. It's this.
I've seen many cities, the new and the old, Copenhagen bored me, Madrid was dark and cold. New York has its crowded streets.
You're a very important figure to this city and this country, but through your spirituality, do you believe that you belong to anyone? Do you believe that, you've said that we're all homeless, in terms of the energy that you want to project and that you believe, do you believe that you belong to anyone or any community or any country?
From God we come, and to Him we shall return.
I'll never roam.
That's it. You can believe what you want to believe. you can claim to be whatever religion you believe in, but that's the bottom line, right?
Cape Town.
From God we come, into Him we shall return.
Lovely Cape Town, you're the fairest city of them all I know. Oh, my town, I missed you so.